Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Goodly Souls. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has created souls and perfected them, and has promised success to the best and purest amongst them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without any partners. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the servant of Allah and his Messenger, and that he is blessed in his life, and that he is blessed in his death. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, upon his companions and followers, and whomsoever emulates them in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily it is taqwa that is the divining attribute of goodness in souls. And it is taqwa that underpins nobility, beautiful speech, and righteousness. And it is taqwa that is ultimately the way by which we attain unto felicity and true happiness in this world and the next. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu taqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O worshippers. The concept of goodness of souls is mentioned throughout the Quran, and it is the essence of such goodness that beautifies whatsoever it touches and elevates it. For the goodness in souls is what is ultimately accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this goodness that raises those souls to the highest levels in spiritual ranks. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. That indeed Allah is good and only accepts that which is good. So what this means, brothers and sisters, is that if we seek to do good deeds of righteousness, then this entails that we have goodness in our souls, because good deeds emanate from good souls. And this entails that we have to strive to free our souls from the opposite of goodness, freeing it from things like malice or envy, freeing it from things like a lack of mercy, freeing it from things like betrayal and treachery. And this entails that we start embodying the attributes of goodness, such as seeking happiness of others, true empathy, true mercy. And about the souls that embody such goodness, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, لَيْسَ بِالطَّعَانِ. They do not indulge in slander or defamation. وَلَا لَعَانَ. And nor do they take pleasure in cursing others. وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ. Nor do they take pleasure in insulting or things that are ugly. وَلَا بَذِي. And nor do they take pleasure in something that is harming or distasteful. So brothers and sisters, the nature of goodly souls is that they are given to goodness. And so they are souls that live in tranquility, in blissfulness and peace, in the serenity of heart. And in this manner, they fulfill the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, طَيِّبٌ نَفْسٍ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ, that to have a goodly soul is from the blessings that we have in this world. So, ibadallah, we should strive to be those of goodly souls. We should strive to be those who find that that which we are partaking in and that which we are distributing and leaving traces of in this world is goodness. And in this manner, because it says they are like the مثل النحلة, as the example of the bee, أكلت طيبة ووضعت طيبة, that they, the bee for example, eats clean food and does what? And it produces and brings forth something which is pure and clean, in this case honey. And so, brothers and sisters, those who do goodness in this world are doing it from the goodness of their souls. And those who do the opposite of that are doing it from their evil and rancor in their souls. So there are certain signs by which we start determining where we stand with regards to this dichotomy. For starters, we should be people who are truthful to our promises. وَبِأَهْدِيهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا, that they are people who are truthful to their promises and they are trustworthy whenever they give a promise. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, خِيَارُ النَّاسِ أَلْمُوفُونَ أَلْمُطَيِّبُونَ, that the best of people are those who are trustworthy and those who are goodly in their character and in their manners. And from such goodliness is that we should be people of good demeanor, that people who come across us feel safe and happy in our company, that we give people goodly greetings. The Quran says, تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً, blessed and goodly greetings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we be people who are لَيِّنُ الْجَانِبْ, soft to those around us, and that we are people who have used the tayyib of kalam, of the good of goodness of speech, because, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, that to him ascends all good speech. So when we are good to those around us, then this is something that is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from goodness is that we consume that which is good. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, O mankind, consume or eat from what is on the earth of that which is permissible, halal, lawful, and طيب, good. And from this good is that we spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ, that we spend from the good things that we have earned. And from the goodness is that ultimately we build our foundations in our homes in regards to our families on such goodness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ, and the good ones are for the good ones, so the good women are for the good men, and the good men are for the good women. And this also entails that from such good relationships, there are good offspring. As the Quran notes, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً, good offspring, good children. And from this is that we maintain ties with our families. That we, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا عَادَ أَرَجُلُ أَخَاهُ أَوْ زَارَهُ, that when a man visits his brother or goes to see him, then it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُ تِبْتَ وَطَابَ مَمْشَاكَ, that you have done well and your footsteps have been blessed and you have taken a place, a manzilan fil jannah, you've taken a place in paradise. And so, people of goodly souls, we should seek to be people of goodness wheresoever we are. We should do righteousness wheresoever we are. For as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٍ طَيِّبًا, that whosoever does righteousness, whether they be man, a man or a woman, whilst they are believers, then Allah says, we will surely cause them to live a goodly life. And what value is there to life except that we should live the goodly ones, the ones that leave a trace for us, the ones that resonate so that we have the best of hereafters. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all have goodly lives. Make us all be those who have lived their lives in the best of ways, who have sowed the seeds of goodness so that they can reap its fruits in the hereafter. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.